Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're at the right place. This is Winning at Life, Friday edition. This is the Daily Wrap. Guess what? You're listening to live financial talk radio. So it means you're going to have to do some interaction. Get those phones ready. Get the finger warmed up. Push to press on that little touch pad. This is Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks. I'm your host.
Gregory Ricks.
Oh, I said I'm Gregory Ricks earlier, but I'll follow him. This is Winning at Life.
Well, look, that's just
I'm
what
your
you
host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm just going by what you usually do.
I know, but I was like changing it up a little bit. Might be because this is Daiquiri Friday.
Yes, I am your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, check it out. Look at the unemployment rate tick down just a little bit. And this time it was actually for all the right reasons. We had people coming out of the workforce. We had jobs created. So we'll be breaking down those numbers a little bit. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, that number, 504-260-0995. We also have our next Gregory Ricks Live event coming up August 23rd. That's like next Wednesday. And this is for men and women. I know we've had a couple of women-only events. We're having another women-only event. Is that November?
Somewhere in the fall. It's earlier than that, I think. It's
before the end of the year, we have one more women's event.
Yeah, it's in the fall, not the back of the fall. That's like almost winter when you say November. Cold air coming down south here.
Yeah, it gets down to like 60, right?
Yeah, freezing us.
I have to wear long sleeves.
Hey, you surprised me tonight when you came over and you came walking in your hand. You kind of know what's my wife and I do on Friday after once I finish at the office. She finishes what she has going on that day, and we kind of meet and have crawl gators from New Orleans Daiquiri, and then boom, you just come walking up with you one.
Yeah, and this is kind of embarrassing when we're daiquiri twins, because you know how it ticks me off when we wear like the exact same shirt on the same day, and then we're sitting here on Facebook Live and everyone can see that we're matching, we're twinsies, like we're about to go get our Christmas card picture taken after the show. And now we're daiquiri twinkies today because I got the crawl gator too.
Well, you could have been different. You could have still done New Orleans Daiquiris, but you could have done the 151 proof.
No, so 190 octane. 151 proof is in the crawl gator.
Right, 191 octane. I don't remember. All I buy is the crawl gator. It's the bomb.
Well, see, you need to get up on your wife's level because Stacy is like the Shaolin ninja monk of New Orleans daiquiris, where she's like, the three strongest are jungle juice and then crawl gator and then 190 octane.
Yeah, and she knows all the ingredients.
It's like, what, did you go to daiquiri college?
Well, one of the things on crawl gator is the brandy that they add into it as well.
She's the one who told me that. I didn't even know they had brandy in the store.
I actually didn't care what's in it. It's good.
I didn't know I drank brandy in the last year. Apparently, I'm drinking a fair amount of it. And it, look, I like to do this. The redhead, my wife, when I went to, she knew I was going. What do you want? What do you want at the daiquiri shop? I had to drop off a friend of a friend. What?
Oh, the screen's over. I can't see the red. There. Okay, we can
see. But then we can't see this. We need to see that clock first.
She's got the thing too big on the screen.
Well, no, that's me. I can shrink it.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
how
not
about that
much.
No, now you can see everything.
Except the time, because all right, it's blurred.
No, but you'll love this. I didn't tell you this, but a friend was, we had a play date, and I had to go take the girl back to her house. And on the way back, hey, I'll just swing through the old daiquiri drive-thru. And I'm getting a crawl gator. What are you getting? She asked me for a strawberry banana something. So when I go ask for a strawberry banana something, they're like, well, we have strawberry daiquiri, but the banana one is virgin. You know, it's for kids. And I'm like, well, she doesn't want half alcoholic, half non-alcoholic. So I was like, all right, just get her a crawl gator too. Well, she doesn't know what crawl gator is because she didn't go to daiquiri college like your wife. So I got home and she goes, what'd you get? I got crawl gator. She goes, all right. And I got strawberry banana. I said, no. She goes, what'd you get me? I said, crawgator. She's like, I don't like the sound of that. I'm like, you can't even taste the crawfish in it. You can't. They cover it up nice. They mix some other ingredients in. And the gators, like, look, I mean, there's a little scales in there, but that's about it.
There is nothing to do with crawfish in them. So don't let him mislead you and switch you over to jungle juice or 191 octane. It just, it tastes good. It's different.
All right, we're both fans,
obviously. Instead of getting that strawberry colada, get crawgator.
I didn't know you had such strong feelings about it.
Can I tell you my favorite?
Angie. Everyone's got a daiquiri opinion. Go ahead.
Okay, so my favorite is pina colada and 190 octane mixed, and it tastes like a dreamsicle. And it's great because the pina colada,
what's
mix it with the 190.
Colada?
Perfect combination.
Yeah, pina colada and 190. What does 190 taste like? Like, what's the flavor?
Orange. It's an orange drink.
Orange. Okay. Because 190 octane, I'm like, I don't want a gasoline-flavored daiquiri. I really don't. But right. I know.
That's like racing fuel. Not premium, but racing fuel.
But this is the game my mind plays tricks on me, just like when I did with the wife there. It's made out of real crawfish.
Then you have rum. Then you have, that's regular. Then you have premium 151. And then racing fuel is like 191 octane. That's, mm-hmm. See where I'm going there?
Yeah, but I see what you're doing there. So the orange is the 190 octane, and then the pina colada would be the other half of the
dreamsicle. So you're mixing fuels.
Is this, do they have secret daiquiris? Because I don't know if you're familiar with In-N-Out Burger or like some of these other restaurants that have secret items on the menu. You know, McDonald's, have you ever ordered a Mini Mac? It's not on the menu. Go on the internet and look up secret menu items for restaurants, and there are people
at
who
McDonald's
almost everywhere has
a Mini Mac.
Yes, it's called a Mini Mac. It's where they take a quarter pounder with cheese, a double quarter pounder with cheese, and they put like that Thousand Island mush dressing, whatever
it's
their special
sauce
is.
Cross between Big Mac and
it's basically a Big Mac with fatter patties and not the middle slice of bread.
Oh, it's the way the Big Mac used to be.
If you had a giant slice of bread in the middle, yeah. Kinda.
Yeah, kinda. It used to be like, it used to have thick patties like 30 years ago.
So, well, here's what we can't figure out. When Gregory asked me what I got the Crawgator. Oh, I got the Crawgator too. I'm like, I got the extra shot. I got the extra shot too. And I'm like, well, what's in the shot? And we're like, we don't know.
But we're going to find out next time.
Yeah, we all get the extra shot anyway. No one even asked. It's that extra shot for a dollar. What's the shot? We don't care. It's a dollar. What does it matter?
What's the $2 shot then?
You think there is a $2 shot?
Yeah, there is. There always is an upgrade.
Look, because I just assume it's
like premium.
I don't know what it is. I just know it's not Drano or something. It's not going to kill you. It's what? Probably rum is what I'm guessing, but it could be anything.
One day I'll share the dark rum float story with you. And where were we? Maui.
You have a dark rum float. Tell me after Shane.
We've covered too much alcohol already here. So let's get back to mine.
Yeah. Oh, and something else. Your wife, Daiquiri College. It's New Orleans Daiquiris in Louisiana. Everywhere else, it's what? Fat Tuesdays? So if you're listening in Biloxi, we're talking about the Fat Tuesday chain.
Yeah, but it's the same type of daiquiri. Maybe different names, but yeah.
You know how much we've hung out in Biloxi and Gulfport? You're from Mississippi, and we didn't know that there was...
We're cruising on the coast. You know where we're going on Friday, evening, because we're doing the show Friday and Saturday for Cruising on the Coast. You know what we're going to be doing on Friday.
I might have a whole half a daiquiri, I'm sure. Yeah. 504-260-0995. Shane and Metairie, you're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
First thing I'd like to say that's a little bit of off topic, 151, that's probably what's in the extra shot. I'm just going to say I'm kind of experienced. But
impressive.
Well, we'll verify you this coming next Friday.
We know people, Shane.
I got you guys. All right, a few years ago, my father passed, and whenever my father passed, my dad had an IRA with roughly 80 grand in it. So my mom converted the IRA to an annuity. I was there when everything happened, and if I remember correctly, the gentleman with the paperwork for the annuity, it's a variable, it's supposed to grow at a minimum of 3%. All right. Additionally, for her moving the money over, there was a rider or a kicker that was supposed to give her an additional $8,000 for moving the money into that company's fund. okay, with the stock market being up what it's been up, because if I remember correctly, the language in the contract said that the minimum it was going to grow was 3, but if the market went up whatever, it could go up, but it couldn't go down. All right, so my question is, being that the stock market's going up and the paperwork that she's seen me, excuse me, she's shown me, it appears that there's no growth in the annuity. My question is, my expectations wrong, or does she need to park that money somewhere else?
Well, you called it a variable annuity, but it also had signals of a fixed annuity. Is there fees on the contract?
I would have to go back and examine the paperwork, but I can't say yes or no, but I'm sure. I would have to say I'm sure that there is.
Do you know the name of the insurance company?
No, sir, I do not. Not right off the top of my head.
That would probably help a little bit. I'm very versed in that as well. But typically, if you're in a variable annuity, there's upside and there's downside and there's fees. Now, if we're referring from an income rider standpoint, they could have a base that grows at 3% and creating this income base that never can go down but can only go up. So you could have that combination in with a variable. If you're talking about a fixed annuity, if there was an income rider, that's the only fee that you would have is on the income rider. There wouldn't be no market correlation, so you could go up a specific percentage, but you would have no downside. And I know of one annuity. Go ahead.
Okay, well, that is one of the things that I specifically listened for, because I know I've heard you talk about that before, and something where, because my mom's on a fixed income, she's not in a position where she needs to access the money or anything, but I'm trying to do the best by mom, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
The what the guy talked about was, he said it would grow at a minimum of 3, but say the market went up to 12, then she would gain the upside of the 12 with never experiencing anything below the 3. And I told mom, I said, you know, because mom's 63, I said, you need to be risk averse because you don't want to gamble this money. And so she put it in that annuity, but the things that she showed me, it doesn't seem like it's growing at all. I mean, it's pretty
well, there's two parts. There's two parts on this. There's an income rider and there's an account value. You may be looking at the account value side and not the income rider side. And this is something we're about to jump to a break here, but that is something you probably should call the office about, and we could drill down, have a conference call, and figure out more of what's going on here. Thanks for the call. Call the office, 504-832-9200.
Yeah, just
and we'll help you, Shane.
Grab that paperwork, Shane, when you call. If you want to be next on the show, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Riggs on iHeartRadio. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps it's time you came out to see Gregory Riggs live. James Parker here. It's a financial first date where you meet Gregory and find out if we're right for you. Come to Gregory Riggs live, Wednesday, August 23rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at GregoryRiggs.com, the Gregory Riggs & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers, where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Riggs here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If we take a dollar and double it every year, then we go out 20 years, you'll have $1,048,576. But is Uncle Sam just going to let that fly that way for you? So if we're doing this and we go out 20 years and we've had 33% peeled off of our doubling each year, so with being taxed, what do you think that number is? $750,000? $28,000 is what you would have. So you go from this massive amount of money of $1 million to less than $28,000 when you consider taxes and fees.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. You always know it's Friday night by the music we play. Just in case you get lost in the week, this is Winning at Life. The Daily Wrap, Life Financial Talk Radio. And it's New Orleans Daiquiri Friday. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. I was looking at a story today, getting back to your money. Wells Fargo warns it may find significant increase in unauthorized accounts. The bullets on this story today was Wells Fargo may find a significant increase in unauthorized accounts in a new review of the bank's consumer sales scandal, the firm said in a quarterly filing with the SEC Friday. That'd be today.
Wait, because they got in trouble last year for the ghost accounts, and then they finally
got punched more about it.
And then there was some, another scandal on top of that.
Look, they had something to do with car loans that they had done. Just adding insurance to the accounts and stuff. And it ended up that they're getting sued because some 20,000 people had cars repossessed that shouldn't have been repossessed.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh, yeah. Good thing they have deep pockets. Shares dipped 1% on this news today. An analyst told CNBC he does not expect Wells will need to raise capital, anticipates announcements in third quarter on how the bank is addressing the problem. Is, yeah, we're writing it off and you're not going to show any earnings. So the tank is going to stop to the stock is going to tank on that. What do you show on their price today? I'm jumping over here seeing if I can grab it.
Look, here's my question. Will this have any effect on my mortgage with Wells Fargo? Because if it'll knock a couple hundred bucks off that a month, I'd be pretty happy with that. But if it's not going to help me, don't care.
I don't think they're helping you out there.
All right. Well, they were down 1% today, 1.05 to the negative. And they've been on, well, at least this week they haven't been doing so well. They've been on a downward trend. The last upswing was since the beginning of July. They've been taking a bit of a beating. Let's see here. As far as the 10-year chart goes, it looks like they topped out around 2015. A couple scandals here and there. They were herky-jerky in 2016. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, same thing that I'm showing. I'm going to look at the year-to-date. Yeah, kind of all over the place. The 1 year. Yeah, you can see they kind of recovered from the turmoil, but it isn't, they're not getting good news. This is like, if they're having to tell the SEC is, yeah, we've done some audits, it's not looking good, there's more out there than we told you. So it goes to your cooking accounts to begin with. Now you're cooking auto loans, and now, oh, there's going to be more accounts that we've created that we were unaware of. We had a client that inherited quite a bit of Wells Fargo, and he was looking for, you know, he's looking to get the money to work, but he wasn't a big fan of Wells Fargo, obviously, but he inherited the stock. And kind of the point was, hey, I want $7,000 to pay off my loans, and can we put the other $100,000 to work? And what did he have at the time of the conversation? $107,000 and a little bit of change.
Interesting.
And the conversation, and I'll explain this to you, because we were talking about what options. He said, well, I want $7,000 to pay off college loans, and then what should we do with the rest? So we kind of went through the emergency money and liquidity and so forth. And then I said, well, growth and income and low vol for the $100,000. And that maintains your liquidity. We'll get it invested over time. And once again, fits the conservative track. And so, what, you know, I think I'd like to do that. Well, first we need to sell the stock. So I need you to give me instructions to sell the stock. Well, yeah, I'd like you to sell. No, I need you to give me instructions to sell the stock. Yes, sell all of my Wells Fargo stock. Well, you know what happened after the conversation? It dipped a little bit. We got under 107. So we put in an order to cover the 107 plus the fees.
What do you mean in order to cover it?
He's wanting $7,000 and $100,000 to go in. Well, you know, once again, these things move. So if I'd have put the order just to sell right then, came up a little bit short.
Okay.
So we looked at what's the cost to sell it, and then what nets us 107. So we put the order in with a limit at that price, and it didn't sell yesterday. What happened? Stock moved up a little bit. Boom. It sold, and this client ends up with about $107,250. So got a little bit more because we needed it to opt out, because that's what they were looking for. I didn't want to disappoint them. I have to go, oh, the stock sold or whatever. Everything moves, but it worked out.
Cool.
That they got their $7,000 for loan, and they're still going to have $100,000 plus a couple hundred dollars to put to work in the strategies that we discussed. But it's just Wells Fargo just, and look, bunch, obviously, huge amount of people have some part of that. You're just not getting good news.
But his dad,
telling the SEC, hey, things could get worse.
His dad liked it, but he doesn't. Right? This is an inherited stock.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, hey, since we're in here, you want to do the numbers?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's do some numbers.
Hey, while we're going through the numbers, if you'd like to call and participate in the show, 504-260-0995.
All right, if you want to play along with the number segment, go to GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab, pull up the numbers page. You will look at the exact same charts we're looking at, because that's where I'm at. I'm on the numbers page. And look, another record-breaking day on the stock market. I mean, history was made today. As far as the stock market goes, this is like Babe Ruth hitting his 60th home run. This is like Roger Maris hitting his 61st home run. This is like Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds just mainlining cow testosterone for half the 90s so they can break those records. Records were broken again today. The Dow Jones, just a frog hair below 23,000 now. 22,000. No, I'm just kidding. 22,092. I'm looking forward to the next milestone, Gregory. We just passed one. I'm already looking for the next one. So it was up 66 points today. That's 0.3%. So not only did it build on yesterday's record close, it was at a pretty decent little clip here. And I got to tell you, Gregory, as I'm looking through the shortlist on GregoryRicks.com, not a whole lot of red. And in fact, the first red I come across is the VIX. We'll get to that in a second. Your S&P was a winner today, too. It was up 0.2%. 2476 is where it's sitting at. NASDAQ, it was up 0.2% as well. 6351. Is that the NASDAQ all-time historic high? It kind of looks like it. Russell had a great day. It was up 0.5%. Our small caps are now sitting at 14.12, and then we bump across the one little hint of red at the beginning of the short sheet here. The volatility index didn't go below 10 yet, but it's sitting at 10.03. It was down 4% today. How my treasuries? What's up with the bonds and the mortgages, Greg?
Well, we're still looking at mortgages are still at 3.93%. We saw some change in the 10-year. It's slightly up from yesterday, but it's still lower than it was a few days ago. So you have money pouring into the market. And once again, stability there in 10-year treasuries holding down the price.
How weird is this?
10-year treasury was 2.264 today.
How weird is this, though, that the mortgage rate is about where it was when the federal funds rate was a whole percent lower? Because we've had four hikes, and the mortgage rate didn't really get below 3.9%, 3.8% at the lowest of the low, and we're still at about that range.
Yeah. You know, the market still does control them, even though you have influence from the Fed. And that's where, you know, a year ago, we were quite a bit lower on 10-year treasury rates. Let me grab that chart again.
Yeah, well, look.
And just take a look back in history.
You're going for the 10-year treasury right now?
Yes, going for it. 1 year ago, we were at 1.590. Unbelievable.
And we're at 2.26?
2.264. Yeah.
So the underlying foundation of all these mortgages has gone up quite a bit, but the actual mortgage rate hasn't.
Well, let me see if I can go do a look back on that from this.
Well, can I put on my little academic hat and say that?
I can't go that far back, but we're looking at, here's 52-week change percentage in points is 0.43 on the 30-year fixed. If I go back, that's what they're saying. It's a 0.43 change in percentage points on the 30-year mortgage.
This makes me think the Fed should have popped the rate a couple weeks ago and they had a chance.
Well, hadn't we kind of been on that platform a few years now?
I wish. Where they say it looks like they're going to, or they should have, and they don't. Yeah, we've been on that one for a while.
They've missed a bunch of opportunities.
All right, gold. Not so happy today. 1,258. It's not giving back much, though. That just puts us back where we were about a week ago. But, you know, that's kind of ends a winning streak that they had going. It was a winning streak since about the second week of July, and then it kind of tapered off in the last week. Definitely went south today.
And crude oil.
Oil.
Up 1%, closed at 49.52.
That'll do it for the numbers. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call this Gregory guy across the table here. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio Music Festival, hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Come on!
Over 20 of the greatest performers on the planet, September 22nd and 23rd at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Vegas!
Listen to Win Your Trip starting Monday. State Farm Neighborhood Session celebrates great artists who inspire us to give back to our neighborhood. Head to neighborhoodsessions.com to check out what these artists did for their communities and find out how simple it is to help yours.
The Dinero Shavers Education Fund is holding an essay contest for students from 7th to 12th grade. Deadline to enter is August 21st. Go to dsefnola.org for more information. Poetry in Motion Care Bears Incorporated is sponsoring a basketball fundraiser to support their mission of helping children with congenital heart defects. Go to poetryinmotioncarebears.webs.com. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're listening and have a 401k, you always want to make sure you know what's pre-tax and what's after-tax dollars in that account and make them separated. If both of those monies get rolled over to an IRA, the way I define it is it's like pouring cream in your coffee and you're saying, oh no, I don't like cream in my coffee. How can I get that out? How can you get it out? You can't. But there is a form where you can fill out when you take distributions that you'll simultaneously take out pre-tax and after-tax dollar at the same time so you don't get taxed again. So you've got to keep up with it. I would rather separate it. If I don't want cream in my coffee, we're never mixing the two.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you in any form or fashion are thinking about buying an annuity, whether it's a fixed or variable, you need to get a second opinion. And that's why you should give my office a call.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Big enough to deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You know what I'm a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Welcome back. It's Winning at Life, Daily Wrap, the Fun Friday edition. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, and you're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. You can email me, Gregory@GregoryRicks.com. Do it the Alexander Graham Bell way, but no, you're not having to spin the whole dial and wait for it to spin back around the dial. Just use your phone. That's the modern version of it. Just that little touchpad. I'll give you the number when you're ready. Okay, I'll give you another moment. I have to give it to you now. You ready? Good. 504-260-0995. Have you been sitting around the table? Maybe the bar? Over in New Orleans daiquiri? What is it? Oh, yeah, especially the 191 octane and saying, gosh, my advisor is not taking advantage of opportunities. He should be buying some cannabis and talk about those penny stocks.
You don't mean cannabis like weed. You mean cannabis stocks?
Well, they are weed stocks.
I know, but when you say he should be buying cannabis, the casual listener out there thinks he recommended
like
buying
cannabis
a quarter
technologies, B-O. No, I'm sorry. BLOZF. Look, we get these calls, and we had a client.
The old Blaza.
Back in, actually, it's not quite a year ago, said, look, you guys aren't being aggressive enough. You should be buying some mining stocks, some penny stocks. You should be buying some cannabis. You're like
stocks.
Yeah, stocks.
I think
that is. Well, that's what I meant. This is a financial show, not a weed show.
Well, yeah, I know.
Let's be clear.
I know.
Compliance and FINRA's. We're going to make sure it's cannabis stocks we're talking about. We're not being aggressive enough, so he moves $40,000 to self-directed that he can buy his own since we're not aggressive enough.
He can buy his own cannabis?
He can buy his own cannabis stocks.
Stocks.
Now, if he's wanting to buy cannabis, I don't know about that, but there are flights out of New Orleans to Colorado, I guess.
Well, we could ask the financial analyst Nate Dogg what he thinks about that.
Nate Dogg.
Weed every day.
Oh, no, that's probably bad financial advice, Nate Dogg. I think you're wrong on that one.
So he commenced to buying cannabis stocks, gold mining stocks, and we had a discussion about his account today. Remember what he started with?
Just 40?
40,000. He has 16,000 and some change today.
Well done, sir. And I guess you showed me.
And he's actually done a lot of trading. I'm looking at a sheet here that has about 10 of the securities that he owns. Zenerbra, Scott's Miracle-Gro. I guess you need that if you're growing cannabis, so maybe that's
You said that in the break. I didn't put that together. I was fertilizer. Hey,
you might need that if you're
weed.
A company that's growing it, so that should be a grow stock because of what Colorado is doing.
I bought some of that for my peach tree. I should have thought.
But you didn't buy it for cannabis because you can't grow that here.
Not in Lakeview.
Yeah. In-System Therapeutics, Cordoba Minerals, Cannabix Technologies, Afria Inc., Aurora Cannabis Inc. Oh, he does have some cash reserves. So this is just a short list of kind of companies, but when I looked at his trading, it's like I could not cover with what all he's trading like a madman, and he's probably spent way more in fees that he should have. So we have had a talk with him recently.
What the fee outlay look
what
like?
He's doing
how much of that fees?
He actually, because he's dealing in also in penny stocks, he's causing it because we trade at such a discount in clients' accounts, basically a penny a share at buck minimum.
Oh, but if you're doing penny stocks,
it's ridiculously expensive, and he should be trading on the retail side, and we want him to move the account to the retail side because it's better for him than working with. Well, he's not working with us, but he's trading at our discount, which actually is not a discount for somebody
on a penny
trading
stock.
A lot of penny stocks. So, and this isn't the only client. I've got another one that's down $75,000 because he liked penny stocks, and we told him we're not going to do that for you, but he's self-directing it himself and buying them because of somebody else in his ear, like, hey, this one's fixing to break out. You need to get in on this deal.
Is it like a brother-in-law or a college buddy who's raking in
somebody, and it's just costing him money because we told him we are not doing it. Why won't you do that? No, we will not do that for you. You have to go do that yourself. We're not a party to you making bad investments. And you know what? We're correct. I have other people ask me about it. And I said, let me see. Are they part of the banking? Can they deposit their take into the federal banking system? No, they have to keep cash in vaults. Oh, well, how are they keeping their books? Well, it's cash books, but let's say you were running this great restaurant called the James Burger Place, and just everybody loved the James Burger. You like the sound of that, don't you, James?
It actually sounds quite tasty, yes, the James Burger.
And the special on the redhead potatoes, you know, sweet potato fries.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
So
yeah,
his restaurant's the bomb. But here's the thing. He only deals in cash. You know, I've got a credit card. I don't have any cash on me. Well, there's an ATM in the corner. Go get you some money and you can come pay the bill.
I can name 10 restaurants like that right now.
And I'm sure James is honest that all of the cash is deposited and goes on the books and pays taxes.
Right.
But that's because the kind of guy James is. But in Colorado, cannabis businesses are all cash businesses. They can't deposit in the banks, and you're wanting to buy stock in them, and you think the books are accurate? Give me a break. You're going to go drop 40 grand and end up with 16,000, this is going to go real well. And we're not being this is what aggressive is. It's aggressive investing is called good chance of losing your money. So I don't want to hear this. Well, why aren't you discussing cannabis stocks on winning at life? Because then you'll be losing at life. And I just thought, you know, as much as I see this going on and I get it called into the office, we've never talked about this on the air.
Well, also the penny stock, when you say it's a penny a share for the fee, you're paying as much in fees as you are stock price.
Yeah.
So do you trade Amazon at $990 a share while you're at it too for your fee?
What was that movie about some trader that was taking advantage of people with penny stocks?
It started out at the Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. Here's my, if you're wanting to do penny stocks, just watch. It's a horrible movie.
Oh,
but if you watch the first 30 minutes, you understand a bit of what's going on, in my opinion, with penny stocks, and that's why they're penny stocks.
I thought part of Wolf of Wall Street was ragingly accurate. Now, not the part where they're doing cocaine at lunch, but
when they're talking about,
yeah, Matthew McConaughey, like, tells you what
the sweatshop on penny stocks.
Boy, and he was just selling.
Remember the guy
stocks too,
a couple years ago that was doing selling puts on penny stocks because they were bankrupt companies.
And then somebody
came in there and bought the company and influx with money. And the next thing you know, and he's on vacation, and he checks his account and he owes over $100,000 because the penny stock became a valued stock, and he had a bunch of stuff put to him. Yeah, it's gigantic double red flags waving on cannabis and penny stocks. Just be careful; you're likely to get parted.
Did you gloat? Be honest. Did you gloat a little bit? Like, oh well, I told you. Did you give him one of those?
No. I'll talk with my crack team that we have there on giving advice and handling the trading and stuff. It's like, yeah, we told them, you know, but it goes in one ear and out the other, but I'm not going to gloat or do that.
I know.
They know. We told them not to do it, and they did. So it's just, and my thing is, Cody, we told them not to do it. He says, yeah, I know. But they did it anyways.
You know,
I've been on the phone saying, don't do this.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. We'll go over the jobs numbers next. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm James Parker on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Gregory
Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What do you know about a Roth 401k? Is that an actuality?
Yeah, for the most part, we've always had the traditional 401k. It's pre-tax money that grows tax-deferred. Mm-hmm. More and more plans are adding Roth as an option, and what you're doing is you're putting in after-tax dollars. So it's not saving you any tax money, but that money then is growing tax-free. And the firm could be also contributing after-tax dollars to you, so you have tax liability on that. But the magic of Roth is giving it enough time to where that tax-free growth compounds. I really want it to double.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Bradley Gilbert just said wake and bake, Gregory.
Wake and bake?
Yeah, that's a tacit endorsement of a cannabis stock, and I'm very disappointed in Bradley Gilbert because that is unconventional investing, Brantley.
Well, I've been, every time I've heard him play, I've been impressed. At the iHeart Country Fest, and he kind of told about his story, his love for his wife and family. That guy looks rough, but you know, he'll touch you too with his story. So I love him and his music. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap, Friday edition, the fun edition. Well, all the shows are fun, though. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Last segment, we were talking about a client that said, oh, we're not aggressive enough. Okay, what are we missing out on? Cannabis stocks, mining stocks, penny stocks. Well, you put in 40 grand, year later down to 16,000, which means he needs a 150% gain to get back to where he started a year ago. Trading costs are outrageous. If he was a broker and you looked at the churning that's going on in his account, that broker would be terminated from that standpoint. I had another client debating with me months back about whether, you know, why aren't you buying cannabis as such? I said, it's a Colorado, you know, you heard my story, Colorado company, you know, they can't use the federal banking system, so they're dealing in cash. You think the books are accurate? I highly doubt it. And, oh, well, this should spread across the country soon. No, you have the wrong president. If you've done any study about Trump, President Trump, he had lost a brother to drug use when he was young. He never drinks, never smokes. His kids don't drink. They don't smoke. And that also means they don't do cannabis either. You're going to have to wait for him to get out of office if you think the feds are getting involved in the cannabis taxing business. So from my standpoint, stay the heck away from those stocks because you're being grossly misled by somebody, because it's a small company and nothing going to be big. And James, if this was to go national, the Fed says, yeah, this is good, we're going to levy a 30% tax on all cannabis products, well,